We're trying to grow to heights that can't be measured. This week's Dragons and One Hot Sauce and the Professor.
Oh, I knew you were going to say something about the and one. I know it.
Yeah, we just watched the and one, like, pretty much 30 for 30. I think there is a 30 for 30, but that was like...
That's the untold.
Yeah, but I also think there's a 30 for 30 that came out on ESPN, like the same thing.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, just like they had a documentary about the Woodstock and then Netflix dropped a documentary about the Woodstock.
I feel like Netflix has like two documentaries about it.
Yeah, the Woodstock one, I forget what I watched it on.
Oh, no, HBO. It was on HBO.
Yeah, HBO, because we talked about that like 6 or 7 months ago, I think.
Yeah, and I don't think I even seen it. Any of them. I haven't seen any of them.
It was told from a different perspective.
Oh, all right. Well, how many perspectives can there be?
How many professors can there be?
Only one.
Only one.
There's only one white guy on the and one team, and that's it.
I know. What a marketing fucking genius thing to do. So, do you remember the and one mixtapes when we were growing up?
Honestly, I don't remember them, and I am completely out of the loop on this one.
Yeah, so the and one mixtapes, they were like, they sold them, it came like free with the shoes and stuff. It was all like the street ballers from the Rucker, like the dude Hot Sauce, Skip to My Lou.
You don't remember Hot Sauce?
Yeah, you don't remember
Hot Sauce. I remember Hot Sauce.
You did like all the tricks, like they like throw the ball at your head and then like spin around on the ground. It wasn't like, it was street ball. It wasn't like, and then they made like, NBA Street basketball game. I guess they had an and one basketball game.
Yeah, which
game.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember
all.
That either.
It looked like it was the exact same thing as street ball.
Yeah, but it was like a big phenomenon where, so and one was trying to compete with Nike, and obviously that wasn't going to happen, so they went a different route and got all these street ball players and kind of went like an underground way of going to it, and this is the story of how that happened.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking cool, though.
Good documentary. It was on Netflix.
I bet. It's a 30 for 30? Is that what it is?
So they have a 30 for 30, but we watched the Netflix one. There's two different ones.
Untold. Like, Netflix has a whole bunch of untold.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, like, the next untold was the one about the ref in the NBA that got caught gambling on the games a few years ago.
And the Manti Te'o one, which I started today.
Yeah, what was that? I forget, like, the
I only
bit.
Saw I saw most man. Of the first episode.
The girlfriend that didn't exist.
So
I don't remember exactly because I'm not
me neither. So I thought, I don't know why. Remember, like, the first, like, gay football player?
Yeah. He played for some reason.
I thought that's who that was. I don't know why. Yeah,
that was Michael
Sam or something.
Michael Sam. Yeah. He got drafted by the Rams, right?
Yes,
Michael Sam.
So I thought it was about
that was a
first.
Big thing when that happened. Yeah. I remember that. The guy didn't even fucking play.
No, he never played. Well, neither did I don't think Manti Te'o. I don't think he ever played either.
Te'o was supposed to be the thing about Te'o was like Sam wasn't like some star like stud coming out of college.
Yeah,
Te'o was right.
Te'o was like a beast coming out of college.
Yeah. So the first episode, it was talking about that and how like Notre Dame was like nothing anymore, basically, and then, like he like made them into something again. And
he did play in the NFL though, didn't he? Didn't he play for the Chargers for like Chargers?
He did end up playing. Yeah. See, I didn't. Yeah. I only watched the first episode. So
I think he was still like a first round draft.
They haven't gotten to that part yet. The first episode's still about the catfish itself, like the person that was.
So I don't understand.
All right, so from where I'm at, this is where I'm at. First off, it starts off like this. It says because the catfish used to be a guy, now it's a girl, of one of those situations. And that's how it starts. It says, the beginning of, before we started making this, like, before they started transitioning, we started making this, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they apologized for it. Which I was like, why are they apologizing for that? This fucking dude, girl, ruined this guy's fucking life. Why don't they apologize? But anyways. So, it's like, it starts talking, they talk to the catfishes on it, too.
Oh, really? She?
Yeah, it's a she now. She's a she now. Yeah, okay, however you want to fucking say it. And she was saying, or he at the time was saying, I don't even know how to say it.
We don't mean to be hateful if we fuck up on the pronouns.
The person that's on it.
Fuck that. Who cares about the pronouns?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I care about Manti Te'o. Fucking poor bastard got fucked over. Yeah. So the catfish is talking about how, we'll call him a catfish, her a catfish.
Okay.
They are catfish. So the catfish is like, oh yeah, I'm, I was trying to make this persona because I think the catfish wasn't sure if she was going to transition yet or whatever. And so the catfish is like, you know, I want to make this online persona and live the life I want to live because she couldn't do, he couldn't do anything in her life. I don't even know how to talk about this. Too many pronouns. But, and I'm stoned. So, I ate one of Russ's fucking chocolates.
Nah.
I secretly ate it.
So well, pretty much it's an episode of Catfish is essentially
the
what it is.
The first episode, yes. They're talking
but what did that have to affect on his football all right,
so,
career, though?
So like, the, when he was supposed to get drafted or right around the draft, because it still hasn't even gotten to that yet. It's the Catfish said that she died and the mother died.
Yeah, and
yeah, he, yeah, exactly.
And pretty much.
So then it came out like his girlfriend's yes, mother yeah, and sister died, yeah, yeah. But it wasn't even like that, really, or he didn't know them, really.
So he never even met them or anything. Yeah. Met him at the time. Met her now. Well, I don't know if he met her now. But, and he's like super religious, too, on top of it. And so I think that's kind of like why he got yes, suckered into yeah, it a little yeah, bit. He yeah. just believes people too much.
Yeah, some people are like that. Some people will have online like marriages with people they never even seen before.
Yeah, I love Catfish. I love watching that show.
I don't watch the show. So that freaks me right the fuck out.
It's bizarre.
So this brought me into, I wanted to ask you, you ever been catfished?
Yes.
Tell me the story.
Not like a catfish. No. I think I just like the girl was uglier than I thought she was. You know what I mean?
No. I've had like fake profiles message me. And when
did
I was
you ever
younger,
go?
Oh, I've seen that before.
So have you ever 100% gone through and been catfish for sure?
No, because I would realize that it was fake and like realize like, hey, we're talking. You're not meeting up with me, and then I would just kind of...
yeah. The picture, you're like, this chick's way too hot to be talking to me.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
So like, I think what happened with him too. That was a long time ago. I think that was like before people like caught on to the whole catfishing thing. I think that also played into what happened to him, I think.
Yeah, it was. Like, technically, it was a long time ago. Because
yeah, like
did.
People weren't savvy to the people catfishing.
He got drafted in 2013. He didn't go in the first round. He went in the second round. He was draft pick 38 overall. He was a beast in college.
So he was talking to the catfish for like 3 years or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so did this affect... Is that what the thing is? Did it affect when people found out that this was all like kind of like a bullshit thing?
Like,
did he get dropped in the draft
a
little bit?
Like, no, I don't think that's why he dropped in the draft a little bit, but people like definitely like it was a big joke, like because he was obviously
heartbroken
and shit like that.
It made him look stupid.
It made him look stupid. It was embarrassing.
So did the catfish's mother really die?
No, the catfish is still alive too. I don't think so. I haven't got that far. So the catfish, the catfish found him through his cousin. And then added him, and then I guess he like asked his cousin if he knew the person, and his cousin was just like, "Yeah, I know her." But that's because the catfish stole pictures of someone else who was supposed to be, you know. Yeah, it's a big catfish thing. Yeah.
Oh my god!
And Noah, he was actually in the NFL until 2020 was his last year. I did not know that.
He was never a starter then, bro.
He was a starter
for the Chargers.
He was a starter for the Chargers, and he briefly started for the Saints as well. So he played with the Chargers from 2013 to 16 and with the Saints from 2017 to 2019. In college, like we're talking about like his college career, how like decorated it was, right? He won the Maxwell Award in 2012, the Lott Trophy in 2012, the Chuck Bednarik Award in 2012, the Walter Payton Camp Award in 2012. Bronco Nagurski award trophy won. He won the Butkus Award in 2012. The
Dick Butkus Award.
The Dick Butkus?
He was a unanimous All-American in 2012.
That's the only one that I knew that you said. The All-American. So, all the other trophies.
His NFL career never panned out.
I got catfished by him. I didn't even know.
But he did have better numbers than I thought. Like in his NFL.
What
career,
was he? A linebacker?
Linebacker.
Yeah.
So he had over 300 career tackles. Which isn't terrible, but...
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah, there's guys that have...
He's more famous for getting catfished.
Yes, there's guys that have 100 career tackle, 100 tackles in a season, and he was in the league for fucking 7 years, and only, you know, a little over 300, but...
I mean, he was in a relationship for 3 years and never got tackled.
I mean, I can't lie, I got catfished once.
What happened?
Well, it was the right person, but I get there, and she's like, on her third trimester... Like, I get there, she opens the door, dude, I look down, I'm like, is there something you, like, forgot to tell me? She's like, well, I didn't think it'd be that big a deal. I'm like, nah, it's not. All right, I'm down.
I mean, you already did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Couldn't get her pregnant.
Imagine she was like, you did.
No.
Again.
No way, dude.
There's Jesse, no way. Untold on Netflix.
There's no way she could have got pregnant again. Dude, it wasn't like a little pregnant belly. She was clearly
like, then I raised that boy to be my own.
No, I did not.
Let the boy watch.
No, that was like one of those ones. Yeah. I like texted her like 8 months later, all drunk, and she's like, "Who's this?" And I told her, and she's like, "Fuck you." It's like, cool.
Oh, it's fucking Bert.
Yeah.
So, Do we want to continue football, or are we going to continue movies? Like, what else we got here?
I mean, we can start with football. I mean, yeah, we're already on that.
Yeah, no, fuck cool. It. All right, let's do it. Preseason's been interesting, huh?
I know for you Patriots players.
Doesn't the season start tomorrow? Well, technically, when this comes out yesterday?
Next week? Next Thursday.
Someone was telling me it was tomorrow. I fucking knew that.
No, next Thursday.
I knew that.
I think tomorrow's the Cowboys' last preseason game, right? Or maybe, I don't know.
You're looking at the wrong guy.
I think the first game is Cowboys
Bucks.
Right?
Yeah.
Should have been the Cowboys and the Redskins.
The Redskins.
Yeah, an old school game.
Fuck it. We're still calling them the Redskins.
I am not calling them the Washington football team.
They're not the Commanders now.
I didn't even know.
Somebody was like, how do you abbreviate that? What are you going to call them for short? You can't call them the Commies or
the Coms.
Oh, shit, the Commies.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Lord, I apologize for that one. No, I don't. I want the fucking Redskins name back. I want the Redskins logo back. That shit's iconic. That's one of the dopest fucking logos.
So what's
in
the logo
NFL.
Now? Just a C?
Now it's like a W.
Yeah, for Washington.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, no, I lied. So first game is next week, September the 8th, Buffalo and the Rams. That's a good game to kick off the season.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Cowboys are playing, I think, Sunday night, 8:20, Cowboys-Bucks. First Monday night game.
Who's Atlanta
Denver
playing?
Denver Seahawks. Atlanta is playing the Saints.
That'd be a good one.
I'm excited. That's always a good game. Yeah, anytime they play each other, they play each other.
I'm excited to see the first. So first game, Baker Mayfield plays the Browns.
Yes.
With the Panthers.
Yo, I'm down for that.
I like that a lot. Maybe one of his receivers will actually catch his ball this time.
Well, know what? And know what I will say? Like, obviously, it's only the fucking preseason. You really can't judge off of the preseason. He had a couple lights out games in the preseason. He had some real chemistry. He had some real chemistry with some of the wide receivers. There's a throw of his that went viral last week. Like, it fucking took off on the internet where he threaded the needle in between two defenders and the wide receiver made a fucking unbelievable catch. Yeah, but Baker, I got faith.
I was busy watching the N1 mixtapes.
I'd like to go back and actually watch those.
I got faith that I think he's going to do pretty decent. Who knows? I think he'll have a decent season, though. Sam Darnold fucking lost his job. Obviously, they chose Baker.
I think
Baker.
He got hurt, too. And I think then, he got carted off the field the other day.
They announced that Baker was going to be the starter
weeks ago, prior to that.
But yeah, you're right. He did get hurt. Decent amount of injuries throughout the preseason. A lot of people let go that I didn't expect to get let go on certain teams. For instance, the Patriots, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. They let go like the two best wide receivers in the preseason, Trey Nixon. And, so I'm sitting here like, wow, they let go of Trey Nix, the guy that's been tearing it up for them. What the fuck are they thinking? But, again, who am I to judge? I'm fucking sitting here doing a podcast, most people never heard of, and Trey Nixon's playing on a fucking in the National Football League.
Hey, you could be Manti Te'o.
Bill Belichick is known as the greatest coach ever, and I'm insulting, his moves out here, but...
The fuck does he know?
Yeah, right.
Also, the last game they did play, I know the Patriots obviously.
The Raiders. Were
Josh McDaniels is your former fucking. I mean, pretty much head
and
coach
behind
Bill.
And he worked with fucking Mac Jones his whole fucking first year. So
But also, the Patriots aren't pulling out their real plays in preseason. You know, we all know by now, Bill Belichick plays everything close to the vest, and he's gonna wait to get into those situational. He waits, and then he wins those games by like the fucking, by a little inch. You know what I mean? Yes. And that's what makes a difference, I think, against other teams. He prepares for that team, on to fucking Cincinnati or whatever.
Yes.
But his very serious demeanor is that he takes it so serious that he ain't out there fucking advertising for everybody to see during preseason. That's for sure.
Yes. No, you're right. And that's the thing. Once again, it's the fucking preseason. You look at some of the teams that went undefeated this preseason. Yeah. The Jets and the fucking Texans, two of the worst teams in the league, went undefeated in the preseason. So that says it all. You know what I mean? They're probably going all out in the fucking preseason while, other teams are kind of, messing around with their plays, trying different plays.
Yeah, just working out guys, seeing who you want to cut and stuff at that point, too.
Yes. Yeah, so overall, I'm not too worried about it. I have a guy that I work with. He's a Patriots fan. He's like, the Patriots are going to win 3 fucking games this year. They'll be lucky if they win 3. They'll beat the Jets, and that's about it. And I'm like, dude, you're out of your
Jets
mind.
Jets are actually good.
Out of your...
Zach Wilson's out for a couple weeks, I think, but...
He is, but there's an interesting quarterback situation going on with the Jets right now who could... possibly fill in that role. So the Jets have the guy, they have Joe Flacco, They have Mike White. Mike White's the guy that came in like
Joe Flacco year. Still exists.
Yeah, he's yeah, with like, the, he's
Super
with
Bowl
the Jets.
Champion Joe Flacco.
Yeah, like I know. I'm just saying. I haven't heard of him in a while. I feel like.
Yeah, I know. That's a fucking name drop.
Yeah, so like wait,
they
what?
Got they got an interesting backup situation because they got one other guy that came from a different fucking football league, I believe, that they just took recently, and he's been like fucking
aces,
absolute fucking aces in the preseason. He won like the championship in a different league,
CFL.
I can't remember which one it was. I'm going to have to double check. But the guy, like I said, has played absolute fucking lights out, has been fucking beasting. So he might actually win that fucking role over him. I can't even pronounce his name. Strievler is how you pronounce it, I believe. C. Strievler. But he's like...
C. Strievler. He's like a fucking Viking.
He's Canadian, see?
He's led them to like two comeback wins in the preseason, right? His one game, he went 6 of 9, 62 yards, 2 touchdowns. No interceptions with 2 rushes for 31 yards. He was taking advantage of like every snap. And he didn't know the fucking playbook at all. They literally just put him on the team. He was just out there like going rogue. Like it was like really? Backyard football, just tearing it up. So he's had like back-to-back-to-back like really good games. So he could potentially go in there. And I was telling somebody, I was like, imagine if he goes in there because Zach Wilson's hurt and he just tears it the fuck up.
Yeah,
they go on like a run
and
they
it.
Just, he takes his job. And that's a dude who went in the first round last year. And this is a guy that came in from another fucking football league, you know, goes in there, takes your fucking job, plays you.
Yeah. I mean, either way, even if the Jets do pull something together, you're still in a division with fucking Buffalo right now. Buffalo's, I mean, one of the favorites, I would say, to still be in the mix to go for the Super Bowl. Also, Miami. Miami looked good at the end of the season last year. I mean, they obviously going to have a little bit of a struggle at quarterback, but they got Hill right down there. They just got Hill.
They
from
the got Jameis Winston. Oh, wait, where are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Miami.
Oh, Miami, yeah. They got Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
and
Tyreek
obviously,
Hill.
Though, I'm not sold on Tua. I don't think he's good. I think he's way overrated.
I actually
overrated.
Thought that's who we were talking about at first, Tua and Manti Te'o for some reason.
But
too many Hawaiian names.
Yeah.
But I'm not sold on him. I'm just not sold on Tua. I don't think he's that good. He's extremely inconsistent. I think, honestly, he's not going to do much for them. I think he's one of the fucking worst quarterbacks in the fucking AFC. I really don't like Tua. If they had somebody else throwing
Sounds
that
like
ball,
it.
If they had somebody else throwing the ball to Tyreek Hill, and you know what I mean? Miami's got a solid, like some solid offensive weapons. They got a decent defense, but I think the only thing they're lacking is the quarterback.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, no, only time will tell, I guess.
A couple weeks, so I mean a week away, so I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I don't even really have – I know last year we wrote him down, so I might as well write him down again. Does anybody have a pick for a front runner?
Oh, wait, didn't we talk this last time?
Did we pick him?
I don't remember because I was probably just like, yeah, Atlanta.
Oh, and you're the quarterback you drafted?
Yeah, wait, that, is he going to start or is fucking what?
Bro, Mariota, they're probably going to stop Mariota.
Yeah.
Just stop the season.
See what happens.
And then Ritter's going to take his job like a few games in.
What's his name?
Ritter.
What if Mariota comes out and he's a beast?
Ritter's going to take his job.
Like Mariota's never come out and been a beast.
He has been a bust is what Mariota has been. Like
not this time.
He has degressed every year in the league. Ryan Tannehill took his job. And Ryan Tannehill is...
I mean, hold your tongue. Ryan Tannehill kind of showed his worth. They haven't won a fucking Super Bowl or got there, but he showed his worth over there coming from the Dolphins and going to the Titans for sure.
He definitely showed up. He had a rebirth in his career. He did. But Desmond Ridder is the quarterback for Atlanta. Keep your eyes out for him. He was honestly my favorite quarterback in the fucking draft.
And where did he play for college?
So Ridder played for Louisville. What is that? The fucking...
I'm the one from...
The fucking Cardinal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't think of the name of that fucking bird. I'm like, I was about to say it's fucking red. It's red. But
big red.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, I'm excited to see that then.
No, Atlanta drafted him. He's fucking solid. He's got a good arm and he's a consistent passer, but he could also use his legs to make plays.
So do you think Tom Brady got plastic surgery on his week off? Or?
I don't know. You fucking never know. It's Tom Brady.
I feel like he looked like he has plastic surgery. He looks like he's made
Why,
of plastic.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's what like some of the.
He's a vampire. He's starting to rot away.
Yeah, he was probably eating like the youth.
Keenan. Remember I said Keenan earlier? Yeah. Keenan Thompson's a vampire
Keenan
as well.
Thompson's a vampire too.
He has to be, dude. Look at him. That guy looks exactly the same. My whole life he's looked the same.
He drank the slime from Nickelodeon when he was a child and never aged them.
Maybe that's what it is.
What happened to Kel? Kel looks the same, too.
I haven't seen him.
He was on something I just watched. I don't know why.
He looks the same.
So making a resurgence.
They both turned. They got turned.
Actually, you know what? Desmond Ritter.
It was the orange soda.
It was the other red team. It was Cincinnati Desmond Ritter played for. Sorry to interrupt.
Is the other Reds? Yeah.
Also, the Bearcats? Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I knew it was a fucking red team, but yeah, I was thinking the fucking.
No, the Wildcats. I'm a fucking idiot. The Bearcats.
Something
the
cats.
Meerkats.
Something the Meerkats.
Something cats.
We don't want. Yeah, that's why they call us the cats. There's a guy. Know that store Copycats? The store Copycats?
I think so.
In West Warwick, they're like a copy shop.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Pont went in there. I don't know. He tells a story all the time. And he's like, oh, man, you guys do a great job. And the guy goes, that's why they call us the cats. And me and Pont have been saying it for like, I don't know, 10
that's
years.
That's so stupid.
Yep. I don't know why. That's funny.
Oh, the guy had like one of them little dangly earrings that's back in style now.
Well, I can never dangle, so.
You could put a dangly off of that.
I am not dangling off of these.
The kid at Iggy's, I went to Iggy's.
I'm not the kid at Iggy's.
I'm back in Rhode Island. I had a great American lunch at Iggy's yesterday for Kristen's birthday. The dude had like his
it's,
like.
It's called a smiley.
His gum pierced in the front.
Yeah, it's up here. It's called a smiley piercing.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt.
There's not really much skin up there. I don't know if it really would.
Nah.
Speaking of
clam cakes and chowder, don't go to Jimmy's Portside. I'm telling you that.
Where was that?
In Galilee.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, it's award-winning clam cakes. I think they got last place.
Why don't you go to George's? What? George's in Galilee.
Lindsay wanted to go there.
Oh, man.
Did she have them before in reference?
No. She heard how great
to take
they
the
were.
Chance?
Yeah, and it was a chance. I didn't talk the whole time. Iggy's, I was so mad.
Iggy's is what it is. It's not like anything crazy, like awesome, but it is what it is.
It's Iggy's.
So we went there. They had little Del's lemonade cocktails, though. Like they mix it with the Del's.
Oh, was it good? Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. So it was like a Del's lemonade margarita.
Yeah. 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 Remember when they made like the Del's lemonade beers?
Yeah, they still do. Narragansett
Shandies. Yeah, the Gansett. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shandies.
Yeah, but I feel like they had one when it had first come out. It was like their own, and they bombed. I remember there was like liquor stores were giving that shit away.
I don't know.
That's the one from the Dells has always been the Narragansett one, and they have like a watermelon one too.
Maybe now. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure the first year it bombed.
Really? Maybe.
Yeah. I remember
people were like waiting for that shit, especially with the auto crack.
I remember.
Then they had the coffee milk stout.
Yeah. That was pretty fucking good.
That was good.
My boy Fish worked at Airport Liquors when that first year it came out. That's the only reason I remember.
No one was
and
crazy.
He was like, yeah, take it. Buck a case. Like,
you ever seen the Yingling like milk chocolate with like the Hershey's?
No.
Dude, that beer's fucking good too. It like doesn't taste like a beer. It just tastes like chocolate.
No, butter. I like dark, rich stouts. I really do.
You're a stout guy?
I
have to do like in the winter. On St. Patrick's Day, I'll bang down a stout.
I'll get like one like on a flight. On St. Patrick's Day, I'll do a fucking one Guinness. And that's
When it comes to beers, like I like wheat beers. I like regular ales. I don't like IPAs. I'm not an IPA guy at all.
It's going to be the right IPA.
I love stouts. Wheat beers, and then if I had to throw like another one in there, I like sours. I think sours.
I'm a big
sour
guy.
But I'm
down
not.
South. They had such crazy sours, dude. At places like, there was a couple breweries that just did sours.
Yep,
it was pretty cool. Yeah, they did some fucking crazy shit, and they've been putting like.
Just give me a Bud Light Platinum.
Yeah, you love Bud Light.
Yeah,
I feel like that one's going.
Bud Light Platinum,
I feel like that
so
one's
I
a
do.
Beer that's gonna go away.
That's a potty
on you.
Beer, right there.
I don't
man.
Think so, dude. Those have been around forever.
I know they have now. I like the skinny cans.
I do too.
Bud Light Platinum skinny cans.
I feel like you suck a platinum down in them skinny cans.
Hey, we're going into we're going into the basic white girl season where everything's.
Oh, I got pumpkin spice in the fridge right now.
I got pumpkin spice coffee the other day. I'm not gonna.
What you don't pumpkin spice?
Huh?
You don't pumpkin spice?
I fuck with some right, things
yeah.
pumpkin right, spice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know you get at least one pumpkin spice coffee
I'm more every year. I'm more of an apple guy, like some good apple pie, you know what I mean, in the fall.
It's like warm apple pie.
But don't get me wrong, nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
Don't get me wrong, I do fuck with the pumpkin spice a little bit, but I'm not like
I saw it in Walmart the other day. I seen the creamer.
I could see you with your long jacket, your turtleneck on, a little pumpkin spice action.
No, it's a banger. No, it's a fucking banger, though.
Little cinnamon stick in the apple.
The Southern Tier pumpkin. Rum King.
Yes. Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yo,
my, and it tastes like a real beer. It's good.
And it's like 13% alcohol, dude. That Southern, shit. I drank one of those. I was like,
it's not 30. It's like 8%, but yeah, it's still strong.
There was one. There's one that's like 13. That's strong. A pump.
Like a maybe like a whiskey
pumpkin,
barrel.
Maybe that's no,
you're right.
Saying,
there
dude,
is a pumpkin one that's very high. That one is extremely high. The pumpkin King's at least.
I thought it was like only 8 though, or something. It's not that bad, but if you drink like 4 of them, they're gonna kick your ass.
I think you're right. I think it was like 8.5 or something.
That's my favorite.
That one's delicious. You know what Southern Tier also makes the best of? Stouts. They have the best stout I've ever had. They have the Southern Tier chocolate orange.
Oh, we had creme brulee on top down south.
Like the Christmas chocolate oranges?
The Christmas.
The one, like the one you get your stocking?
Chocolate orange.
That's like your favorite two things mixed together. A stout that tastes like an orange. That's a wheat stout pretty much. Like,
literally, my mind fucking exploded when I had these at fucking Doherty's when I was working there. When we had them on tap. That was my shift beer every fucking time until that beer was gone.
The corianders. That's what they say in the Blue Moon commercial. Made with fresh corianders.
I would have one shift beer after work. I would sit at the bar, have my shift beer, leave. And I would just have beer stouts. You don't want to have a shit
ton
of those anyway.
No. It's like a meal.
So I would limit myself. The very most I would ever have of a stout is like 2 in a row. And then you feel full after that.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes.
It's like you don't eat the whole chocolate orange. You only eat a couple slices.
Yeah. I like the middle piece. After you eat all the slices, you get like the actual core, like a real one.
I like that.
That's the best one. It's the best texture. It's got like, it's a little sharp. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah. Sometimes I do like IPAs, but sometimes you drink like 3 of them and you taste like the next morning, like you fucking, like your whole mouth is like dried out, like you smoked a pack of cigarettes or something.
It's gonna be the right IPA. There's some I've taken a sip of and I'm like, ugh.
Some people just believe like the stronger. Look at that rating.
I gotta try the chocolate orange.
Score of a 94 out of 100.
Yeah, we had the creme brulee style on tap.
Look up Bud Light Platinum.
Probably a low rating, dude.
I want to see what it says. I just want to see what the rating says.
Let's see.
I think like Bud Light Platinum. Like, if you drink Budweiser, you can drink this when you go to the club.
Yeah. 93 Bud Light Platinum watch.
No way.
Yes way.
I'll shit myself. The
suspense.
It's not even on there, probably.
You know what it is.
Drum roll, please.
I don't have a drum roll sound. That's
what the fuck.
It actually just got discontinued.
Live on TV. Sorry. No more fucking platinum.
Sorry to disappoint. This one's not coming up.
It's not even on there. All that waiting and it's not even on there.
People aren't on there. People who drink platinums are partying right now. They're not putting a review.
So it's 100. Then the score is 100. We don't have time to put a review because we can't stop drinking it. No?
I don't know. And that's for you, Bud Light
that's
Platinum.
That's it, yes.
Oh, it is on here. I found it. Yo, 54.
No!
Oh,
yeah! See?
No!
Yeah, it got 54.
Dang.
Yeah.
You gotta go on there and
they don't know beer.
If you go on there and vote, it might pop up more points just because it hasn't had a vote in a while. You know,
make a bunch of
spark the algorithm back up.
I'm gonna get a bunch of fake emails. Bud Light Platinum Lover 1.
Yeah, they send you hats and shit.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be dope.
No, they have reviews and everything from people on this fucking site.
Give me one quick review. I need to hear a good one.
On Bud Light Platinum?
These fucking beer heads write like a fucking essay. There's no like
beer heads.
Oh, that's what they are.
Hopheads.
Hopheads, yeah, that's a good one too. Like when I worked for Doherty's, like that's all you'd have.
Oh
like,
yeah, dude, I can only imagine. We had so many beers there.
All you fucking dealt with. We had over 100 beers on tap.
Can I try that?
People would come from all over
the
place.
They
want
to talk about it all night.
They want to talk about it. They want to know.
They know like, more than you do, of course. You
which,
know.
Yeah,
that's like why. I got a good beer for you, Bud Light Platinum,
on tap.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen it on tap.
I have. It comes out with like a blue light.
Yo, these motherfuckers are so whack the way they describe the
it
guy.
It looks like the microphone light.
That'd be dope.
This guy gave it a 2.7 out of 5. I wouldn't say it's awful, but it's just a flat line. Not good, not
that
bad.
That's not the commercial.
I don't
that's
know what they were for. Trying. I don't know what they were trying to do, but they missed it. The only redeeming quality is the strength of it. It gives you a decent buzz. I like that
that's
guy's
right.
review.
That's right.
He gave it a 2.72, but no one. I'm kind of like right. I would have gave it a little bit higher because I drank a lot of platinums in the day. I'd give it a 3.5.
Yeah.
I enjoy a platinum. I do. I'd give it a 3.5. I think a 2.7 is a little harsh.
Yeah, I do too. I'd say it's like a 3.7.
Oh, it's made from the great Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, exactly. What it means to be from Anheuser-Busch.
Hey, listen, man, I drink up fucking drinking the champagne of beers. You know,
I like a high life.
I like a high life.
I grew up drinking high lifes all the time.
I'll buy a 30 rack of them.
And they're cheap.
30 rack for 10 bucks back
I like
in the day.
Little ones.
I've been on the Corona Premier's heavy, the little highlights.
I used to stack my fridge with them.
I don't
care. So you open them up and it'd be like glowing like gold. And you open up and it's cool.
Yeah, I've been on the Premier's, Corona Premier's also.
Oh, yeah?
Those are delicious. Okay.
Basic, honestly, a basic white bitch beer.
I got kind of basic white bitch beer, Blue Moons.
It is what you like, though. If you like Blue Moon, you like Blue Moon.
I like Blue Moon.
I'll throw it on a Blue Moon. Actually, I'll go even a step further and get even more involved and have a Blue Moon Mango.
I'd rather have a UFO.
The Blue Moon Mango's a fire.
UFO has a pumpkin beer, too. It's actually
UFO,
not
I like UFO.
How about a Sea Dog? You ever had a Sea Dog from Maine? Blueberry? It's a good one. They do a blueberry and they do a raspberry.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, they're good. Right, has a little paw on the top of the bottle.
Right near the Poland Spring?
Yeah, right near the spring. It actually comes from the lakes of Minnetonka.
Purify yourself in the lakes of Minnetonka.
I like wheat beers, obviously. You know what I mean? Fucking a Blue Moon. I like a good, and not technically, but like a Sam Summer is always solid.
Yeah.
But my favorite is made by Lion and Googles. And no, it's not the Summer Shandy.
No, it's the Sunset Wheat. Yeah.
That,
it tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Yo, that would be my, that fucking
it's good.
Beer
it's good.
Is so fucking tasty.
And it's actually, it tastes that good. And sometimes when beers are like that, you can't drink like multiple, but that one, you can drink. You can, if you have a nice cold glass,
yes. Oh, they go down way too fucking easy.
The old Lang and Kugel.
Yeah. I like the Lang and Kugel.
I like this. This week on Bear Talk.
Yeah. Also, I got like a good Hefeweizen.
A good Heffy? Which one?
Good Heffy. Yeah, Weihenstephaner.
Oh, Weihenstephaner. What's the...
Is that Gwen's sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one in the blue bottle, Lowenbrow?
Oh, I'm not even sure.
Are you guys making these up right now?
No.
Are you serious?
So we're actually talking beer.
I feel like you guys are making this up.
But like working in the industry, we've seen so many beers come in and out. Like I could sit here and probably talk beer all night.
Dude, I'll give you a list. That's
and
like
I don't
as
even
long
like half the beers.
How about some?
Fucking...
How about just some OE?
Some old English.
I love me some old English.
Yeah, we used to sell. So we sold Old English 40s when I worked at Red Stripe.
Were they in the glass bottle?
Yeah.
Because then last time I tried to get one, it was in plastic and
they
it tasted
$5.
Like shit.
I mean, when I was there, they were glass. They were $5. You could buy them. And the whole Providence Bruins hockey team came in and all got Old English fucking 40s.
Hey, I love me a 40.
It was dope. I don't know if it was dope, but it was pretty funny, though.
Who doesn't like a 40?
No, seriously.
If I busted out three 40s, we're drinking them.
We grew up playing fucking Edward 40 hands. Anybody else play Edward 40
hands? I know
hands?
The game.
Yes.
I don't play.
Fuck that.
Dude, this was... We're talking
people get hurt doing
we're
that.
We're talking fucking 14, 15 years old. This isn't something that I... Yes, I drank
I was
at
drinking
a very
ices.
Young age.
I wanted like a Smirnoff Ice when I was like 14.
Fucking,
I was like,
No, we got all the cheap fucking goblins.
I'm getting 40. Next podcast, I'm getting us 340s.
Yo, I'll drink a 40, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to jam. We're drinking them next pod.
Either that, I'll take St. Ives.
You want a St. Ives?
Do you have
a preference?
We need a new podcast photo. That will be it, holding the 40s.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you want? I'm going to get OE, St. Ives.
No, I'll get OE. I'll do OE.
We're going
Colt 45.
You want a Colt 45? Okay. Two zigzags?
Maybe that's all I need.
Yeah.
Take a walk to the park after dark.
Yeah.
That movie's awesome.
And you know, as that shit burns, we could take our turns.
I get it.
You get it? Dude, my wife knows that she can like spit that whole song out loud. It's kind of, I'm like, all right, calm down.
Well, if I heard it,
I feel like everybody knows every lyric to that song, but doesn't know how they learned every lyric to that song.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
You know, like you hear it and you could just fucking rap along to it and be like, holy shit, I know like every verse, every word. How the fuck did this happen? But. Classic.
Classic. OE.
Fucking old Afro man.
What was that piercing called in the lip?
A smiley piercing.
Oh, smiley. Yo, smiley.
Yo, man.
That was pretty good. How the fuck did we get here?
We were talking about football, and then goes with beer.
Next thing you know, we're talking about beers.
That's what it's about on the pod.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no, I didn't have much to say about football anyway. Just excited.
Just because we're
season.
Getting into the season too. You know, there's nothing really else.
Yeah,
going
no,
on.
No, I'm excited for the season.
Next week we'll be spitting stats.
Hell yeah,
spitting and Colt 45.
Yeah, Colt 45s and stats next episode. That's the name of it.
Yeah, I'll brush out by my stats.
Honestly, I think all three of our teams are going to be pretty good, though, this year.
I don't know. I just don't even want to get
I feel like
up.
Once Ritter goes in for so the Falcons, hurt. He's going to be that dude. Because they're going to stop Mariota. They just will, you know? And I feel like, you know, Cowboys, you guys are most likely going to win your division. Patriots, I don't think, are going to be... Buffalo's got the division on lock, but I think the Patriots will get a fucking wild card, possibly. It's going to be tough, though, because there's some really good fucking teams in the
AFC. I mean,
the
Rams are still going to be good. Tampa Bay is going to be good. You know, the Chiefs are still in the running. Green Bay is going to be there somehow, some way.
Yeah, I think
that's this. That this year is his year to say, I can fucking do this by myself. You know what I mean? With no big names, really.
Yeah. Did anybody see him on Joe Rogan?
I didn't. I wanted to watch it.
I have never been a big fan of who Aaron Rodgers is. And it was a long fucking interview, but after listening to it, I'm like, I actually respect this guy more, and I look at him differently. It was really good. I definitely
don't want to watch it.
I
want to hate him.
He's so easy to not like.
Yeah. I've seen like a couple interviews on like Joe Rogan or something, and somebody you didn't like or something, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. But like, hey, listen, there's people that think this shit about fucking all of us sitting in this room right now. People that just don't like your fucking personality, who you are. I know I got plenty of people.
Because they
suck. Exactly. There's plenty of people out there that don't like me. I'm fine with that. You know, I get it. I'm not fucking everybody's cup of tea over here. Fucking don't matter to me, though. I am who I am.
I'm just a people pleaser, you know. I'm trying to... No, I'm just kidding. I worry about my family and having fun on my nights off. Nice little podcast talking about football.
Sushi. Yep. The sushi was good tonight.
The sushi. We got a little sushi tonight.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Nice. Sushi. Yeah. So, anybody? Actually, I went to fucking New Hampshire this past weekend with my daughter.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Went to good old Weir's Beach, Laconia. We ended up going. We got a little like beach house / cottage, like right off of Lake Winnipesaukee. For the weekend, it was fucking awesome.
That's cool.
Being beautiful weather. It's like the area that I kind of grew up going to. So it's nice to be able to fucking her to be able to experience those like old family traditions and shit I had growing up. And like,
what did you guys do out there?
Saturday,
mini golfing? You go mini golfing?
Nah, no mini golfing. She hates mini golf.
She doesn't like mini golf?
Mini golf is a no-go for her. She don't fuck with the mini golf. Yeah, crazy. We spent
does
the whole
air
time.
Air hockey?
All right, so she's all about arcades. Like,
oh,
arcades.
Oh, cool.
So you went to Playland? Fun spot.
All right,
Playland.
So what we did on Saturday was, because right on the Weir's Beach Boardwalk, you got three massive arcades that have been there for fucking years. Like, that go like back to like the fucking mid-1900s and shit. One of them's a quarter arcade. Where it's like old school.
Like,
you know,
Fun Spot. That's a Fun Spot's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Fun Spot's like that as well. But then you got like the new modern one that's like built on top of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a restaurant that you fucking walk through an arcade to get to the restaurant. It's Anthony's on the Pier. We normally go there every summer. Their food's all right, but it's a nice little like fucking area. Good experience, I guess. But the arcades are dope. You could spend hours in the arcades alone. So we did that on Saturday. We did the train ride, which takes you on a tour of Lake Winnipesaukee. My daughter did the ride last year, loved it, wanted to do it again.
I feel like I might have went on that as a kid.
It's a nice fucking train
ride.
It's a nice fucking train ride.
It just brought like a memory out of
it.
Like,
it's a historic train that runs through New Hampshire along
that.
Lake Winnipesaukee. It's a very old train, and the seats are all like original.
Yeah, I think
they're like that.
Yeah.
Like cloth from like the fucking like 1890s and
what's
shit.
Left of it.
Yeah, and honestly, it's in good shape. They did a good job taking care of it. But it's a nice ride, and they serve like little like fucking hand food and shit like that on the train. So we did that. We ended up going to Fun Spot that night. Fucking $20 gets you 150 tokens Fun Spot, bro.
Did you get them in the bowling alley?
We didn't do the bowling alley.
No, so if you get the tokens in the bowling alley, you get an extra 25 tokens for free.
No shit. Good to know. Dude, what I'm telling you, that place is one of... It lives up to the name. That is a fun fucking spot.
I love that place,
dude. And that's another thing. My childhood, right there. Like, we used to go.
Does
there.
That have like the classics in there? Like,
it's all.
Yes, all
that's
the
like
classics.
All it is.
Mortal
there's,
Kombat,
there's a floor.
Floor
yeah,
of
there's
classics.
Like a floor of those, and those are all a quarter. Or
they're the
token.
Biggest. They're marketed as the biggest arcade in the world.
Yeah, because then is it now? I haven't been in a few years, but it used to be pinball machines on one. Then it was the old school games, and there was like shooting games, and then I feel like there was like all the air hockeys all by itself.
They split it up a little bit more. Like, one whole level is completely old games, everything mixed in.
Yeah.
They have another level where it's half pinball machines.
Okay, yeah.
And half like different gambling machines, gambling machines.
Like,
which they're technically not gambling, but yes, you're winning the tickets instead. But it's a really cool fucking layout, and they got so much in Fun Spot. They got bowling, they got mini golf inside, they got bingo on the same property. They don't have go-karts.
Don't they have like a rope course or some shit too?
Yes, because originally that was something else before it was Fun Spot. It was like a Ventureland or something along those lines.
Do you remember this one? Do you remember Six Gun City as a kid? Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that one. No. Oh!
All right, never mind.
But Sunday we did Storyland, and
it was right near Storyland. Six Gun City was like
shit.
It was like the cowboy one.
Yo, I haven't been to Storyland in like a decade. They completely.
I couldn't even remember. I don't know if I meant,
dude. For a little, like a little kids, when your little one's old enough, Storyland.
Yes. I heard Santa's Village is the one.
Santa's Village is the shit too. They're both like. They're both fucking awesome. Clock's trading post is pretty cool.
Oh, the Wolfman.
We went there. I love the Wolfman. He's nice now, though.
When I was a kid, dude, he was mean. He was like, yeah, shut the fuck up. I feel like he definitely told some people to shut up.
Now he's like, calm down, you little rapscallion.
Yeah, he's like, you little brat.
But no, like, Storyland's fucking dope, though.
They still have the Bears at Clock's trading post, or is that like against the Bears?
Yeah, no, they still have. It's fucking New Hampshire.
I went like 3-4 years ago.
Live free or die, baby.
Yeah.
Live free or die, baby.
Ride that fucking tricycle or we're zapping you.
We always went there. Yeah, we always went to North Conway, and we always went to like Lake George.
I've never been there. I was actually wanting to
go
there.
I've never been either. I
heard it's like how that is. It's
my brother's going to a festival in Lake George this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 3-day. But he's staying in a hotel. He's not like camping.
He's not going to
a
festival.
Yeah.
He's a bitch.
He's a
bitch. Which one?
Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Patrick's
a big
I should have known it was
guy.
Pat.
Pat's a big festival guy.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, dude. He used to have like red dreads.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I hate white guys with dreads.
Oh, they weren't like fully, but they were starting. They were like starting to.
I don't care what kind. Dreads on white guys are not a thing.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was horrible. Just put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that stereotype, but.
What?
The dreads on white guys.
I hate white guys with dreads, dude. Maybe it's because I'm a barber, but I hate it.
Oh, man.
Modest Yahoo, he shaved them off, though.
His were not dreads. He didn't have dreads. He had like the long, like the Jewish curl.
The Shylocks?
Is that what it's called?
I think that's what it's called.
Now, speaking of that, a lot of the Jewish community goes to Storyland.
Really?
Like in New Hampshire, used to, when the full gob, it's 100 degrees out, they're fucking in a full black
wool. Long sleeves, the vest.
A full black wool suit, dude.
All their like kids are dressed up as well, but they love fucking Storyland. Know what Storyland is?
What?
You know what the concept of that amusement park is? It's pretty much all the storybooks from your childhood.
Yeah.
They have different rides that are themed towards it, and they have different like for instance, they have like the act, like the old lady that lived
like
in a
Humpty
shoe,
Dumpty
the shoe,
and shit.
Yes, all that stuff. So it's a pretty cool concept. You know,
they used to have Enchanted Forest when I was a kid.
Enchanted Forest,
it's still there.
The roller coaster broke when we were on it in nursery school.
That happened to me at Canopy Lake Park. A roller coaster broke with me on it. Got stuck at the top.
Oh, hell no.
My back, over 2 hours.
Nope.
And then
two hours?
Yeah, it was.
I'd be like Axel Foley. Remember in Beverly Hills Cop 3? Yeah. He's going to jump and get the kids out of the.
There's no. If I was up there for 2 hours, I would have had a fit.
Yeah, I thought. I
would have
like,
pissed myself.
2 hours? They get you some chicken tenders or something when you got down?
My fear was that it was going to let go and go backwards. Like the whole fucking time, I was in like panic mode. I love roller coasters. It kind of changed the way I looked at them a little bit because of that. And that same roller coaster eventually got taken out because it was a bad accident like months afterwards where the fucking cart went off the fucking tracks. Because what it was four-person carts.
Oh, yeah. The old school, like Mousetrap.
Yes. And it was a big fucking roller coaster for a four-person cart one. Like there was some steep... Like fucking drops and shit.
You know what I like? I like a good wooden
something
roller coaster.
Lake Compounds has one built into the side of the mountain. It's fucking awesome.
I went on one this weekend at Storyland.
They're dangerous.
The Dino Coaster, dude.
They hurt when you get off it. You're like, oh my, God.
My daughter said afterwards that her head hurt a little bit in her back. And she said... She was a little dizzy, and her tummy was bothering a little bit. I'm like, all right, we won't do that one again. She really wanted to do it.
You like mean to her. You're like, here we go.
She goes, but maybe we could do it next year. You know, afterwards. Yeah. She liked it, but she liked
it. It's crazy when you watch the wooden ones. They flex. Like, they say that they feel different every time you ride them.
Canopy Lake Park has Rocky Point's old wooden one.
I'm telling you.
Canopy Lake Park has Rocky Point's old wooden roller coaster.
Oh, really?
Wow.
What was the one at Rocky
Point?
The corkscrew?
One.
Yes.
No, that was the one that went upside down.
Yeah.
The old wooden one, I think, was like the Yankee Cannonball or something, but they have it.
I think you're right.
They have it at Canopy Lake Park now. When it left Rocky Point and ended up over there,
at least it stayed out there for the kids, you know?
Like, do we got a friend?
It's the all white one. It's fucking old school. That thing, you know, that thing's fucking sketchy,
there,
but I go
Lake
on
Park.
It every fucking year. I haven't been in years. But the. rides. It was a couple good roller coasters for kids at Storyland, and they also have the old like fucking bamboo flume.
Oh, I love a flume. I love a flume.
That was my daughter's favorite out of everything.
Did you guys get a locker and put your stuff in there?
In the fucking flume. that was her.
Oh, shit. You got the pick?
Yeah, I got it. I had to get it, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Photo, though. It's the that's fucking awesome. Old bamboo flume.
Look, yeah. Look at the little panda's face on it, too.
No, yeah, a little panda, look at...
Wait.
Oh, shit. That's racist.
But, yeah, that was her favorite ride. And then they have, like, another one called, like, Mr. Geyser's, like, tour. And what it is, you're on these boat rafts.
Mr. Geyser?
Something like that, yeah, right? Dr. Geyser. Dr. Geyser's tour, right? You're on this, like, raft.
Excuse me.
And it, like, seats six people and you're strapped in. And you're on the water and it's bouncing off of walls.
Oh, I've been on one of those,
there's statues all around you like that are like people, like one guy's in like a bathtub and it's shooting water out at you like he's like, you know, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
You got like guys. You got a band that's playing music and you got the waters coming out of their trumpets and they're like flutes and shit at you when you're going by.
Every time you're like, not these guys.
They have like a cave you go through and it's just mist coming down on you. So that was another like fun ride that my daughter really enjoyed that I enjoyed when I was a kid. I hadn't been in over a decade, dude. It was like nostalgic.
I feel like I may have been there because I remember the shoe. I remember that ride.
Yeah,
the shoe. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, look at the size of the fucking shoe. Like the thing was huge.
Wow.
Yeah, we took mad photos.
Look at the size of this fucking shoe.
Yeah, fucking Humpty Dumpty.
Oh shit, that's a good one.
Before he got all cracked up.
Yeah, his eyes moving shit.
Oh, that's fucking creepy.
A little creepy. And
child
he talks.
Traffickers.
Like all these.
What does he say?
I fucking forget. He like introduces you to fucking Storyland, but you press a button. They all have buttons right near them, and they fucking talk. There's an old couple driving. You little kids could get their fucking licenses. It looks like a legit license almost. Like they print it out for you and everything there.
That's how the early drinking starts.
That's how it starts. McLovin. Oh,
McLovin.
What are you, an Irish R&B singer?
Yeah. You Seal.
But if you haven't had a chance and you got like fucking kids, great spot to bring them to.
I'm definitely going to hit those spots.
My daughter loved it. Oh, my daughter got to meet Cinderella. So that was pretty fucking
cool.
How'd
she look?
Cinderella looked great. And I was glad that I got to meet Cinderella as
well. Did you get a hug? Did you get a hug?
No, unfortunately not.
Pussy.
Nah. God damn. Fucking hit me where it hurts. Yeah. And I folded under pressure. I was
you're
know,
like, I'll put her to sleep.
Brought your own shoe. You're like, I found this in the parking lot.
Don't give me any ideas for next year, Chuck.
You're like, this isn't the same Cinderella.
He's like, now I'm not allowed it back in Storyland.
Oh, man. But it was cool. It was. But I should have gave her a hug. All right, Jesse?
Was Sleeping Beauty there?
No.
She was sleeping.
No Sleeping
Beauty. Cinderella, I think. Yeah. She got poisoned. She's gone.
But yeah, fun place, fun spot, great place. So it was a good fucking weekend. It just went by too quick, per usual.
They always do.
It's a fucking vacation. Looking forward to going back again. Definitely high. Also went to Keller House out there. You ever been there?
No,
that's
I don't think
like 2 minutes from fucking Fun Spot. It's one of the oldest ice cream parlors in the country. I think it's top three. Over 120 years they've been in business. They make their own ice cream. They make their own like candy. And it's a big gift shop. It's like an old house.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Is fucking
it's
dope.
Big, they have, right?
Yes, it's, they have. Yeah. It's huge. They have the best ice cream I've ever had, and it's on a massive lot of land, and it's like pushed back.
Yep.
And they have like a massive outside seating area. They've been in business over 120 years, and they're fucking phenomenal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Over 100 years making ice cream.
Making ice cream, bro, right there in fucking.
Probably high profit margin on the ice creams.
Dude, you gotta be fucking.
How'd you get that shit churning?
And think about how much of a tourist attraction Whiz Beach is. They have bike week down there and everything.
And when it's hot, you want ice cream.
You want ice cream, and that's right there.
And a flume.
Within fucking 3 minutes of the boardwalk, it's right there. So we went there.
It sounded like you were on like an episode of like Diners, Drive-Ins. You're like one of the oldest establishments.
They have a fucking Doughboy ice cream. They have fucking everything you could possibly think of for flavors.
Really? New show with Bobby Flay and his daughter. That's actually really good.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No shit. I love the food shows. I fuck with the food shows.
Tim and his daughter, and they take each other to like different restaurants they go to. It's actually
cool. I like that.
It's cool. It's the second episode just came out. It's actually a good show.
I like the Gordon. I've been watching the Gordon Ramsay when he travels and then like
they
has a competition.
The
one the other day he went against his daughter.
Oh,
it was cool.
He beat her.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got too big of an ego to lose to her.
Yeah. And then right after it, they do like a celebrity Bear Grylls. Like Bear
Grylls. I love that show too. I've seen
he's
that.
Fucking sick, dude. He's
I love awesome. Bear Grylls. He's the man.
Yeah, like I don't. That's like the total opposite of who I would be as a person because I don't know how to like survive anything outside of like.
You're like, I know how to tie one knot. It's my shoes.
Dude, I can't even. I don't even want to be a homeowner. If something breaks, I'm going to be fucking out.
You're like, I got to call Jesse and Donnie now.
Yeah. Or Anthony. I call Anthony. Anthony's my handyman.
But hey, I'm on deck. You need me? I'm good with that shit.
Yeah. I can do a few things.
Yeah. No, I could do. The only thing I won't fuck with is electricity. I won't fuck with electrical.
Yeah, you know, you definitely don't want to fuck with that.
I've done a little bit of everything.
Low voltage is easy.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's off. Don't stick a knife in the toaster.
No, unless you absolutely have to.
Unless it's the last bagel.
Yeah, you have to.
Me and Jesse watched the two episodes of the Mike Tyson show, Mike on Hulu.
Oh boy.
I'm kind of up in the air about it a little bit.
Same.
Well, I think at times it seemed like a parody or like a joke. And also they were being funny at some points in the show too. Like the time when he was like, oh, like your mother's like, you stole from the crackheads upstairs while they were down here like drinking and shit. He's like, no, I wasn't. No, I didn't. Then like 10 minutes later, it showed him coming down from the house
and it shows him like, it's like himself thinking. Like
he's like breaking the third wall, like talking to the camera kind of.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. I thought the scenes when he was doing like the stand-up special, he looked like a caricature of the person. You know what I mean? Like it just... If Mike probably is pissed off about that part of the show.
Yeah. Mike's pissed off about the whole show.
No, I know I know he is.
He's like
really... He said that like they didn't consult him on anything or like...
Which is crazy. I don't know how you get away with doing something like that.
So did they ever say his last name Tyson in it? I mean, anybody could be Mike, right?
I think it's like legit, like accurate about his life, all family member training.
Well, yeah, I think so, but there had to be a loophole of how they got away with it.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's supposed to be accurate, but it's not accurate in Mike's eyes. Like, he's like, no, this is bullshit. Like, they made it look a certain way that it's not. They might have, you know, fabricated other things. I don't know, but I know he's like wicked fucking pissed about the outcome of it.
I thought the actor that plays him and that played the younger version of him was really good. He was awesome. And at times, I could see where Mike would be pissed off because like there's a scene where he's like holding flowers in the car and he just won like his first fight and he starts crying in the car. He's like, I'm going to be somebody. Like, but it like really seemed like they were trying to make it funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were reaching sometimes. Obviously, your boy didn't make it too far in the show, Javi Keitel. Because Customato died. I mean, this show's only going to be one season run, I would imagine, because they've already covered like half of, in those two episodes, they covered like half of his career. Even though they are jumping back and forth, right, Jess? They were kind of like jumping around.
Yeah, because it talks like, it's like through, it's almost like it's filmed through like how the stand-up is, him telling his life, and they just kind of filtered it through that.
Yeah.
They kind of bit him doing that a little bit, I feel like.
Yeah, like that. It's a weird situation. You know, it's stuff to say we do if you're an Oscar. If somebody made it and I had no knowledge that they were making, I'd be ripped.
I mean, they made me look all jacked.
Well, then also, wouldn't you be scared like walking around in public if you fucking seen Mike Tyson or you were that guy who played Mike Tyson? Like, I'd feel like a real fucking asshole. I'd be scared Mike is going to beat my ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him. Yeah.
No. Mike's not, and regardless of his age, he's not somebody you want to fucking get punched by.
No.
That's for damn sure.
But I don't think Mike would look at it. I don't think he would because he'd be like, hey, dude, you're getting paid. I'm not mad at you. What are you mad at that kid for? I got a job and got paid for it. I didn't make the show, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, but you never know. But Mike in the show, it kind of like embraces how he's like, he knows he was like a complete and utter. And he does talk about it on his podcast, how when he was younger, he was just like a complete and utter fucking nut job.
Yeah.
Like he was,
there's no fucking denying.
He was
that.
A beast. He was just like a fucking animal. Yeah. They do show him like already like drinking and doing drugs a little bit and stuff the whole time. So I don't know. I'm happy to see what comes of it. And obviously, they also have always been talking about that Jamie Foxx Mike Tyson movie that's been in development. And I think they are actually making it. I mean,
hopefully that lands and it's, you know.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you'll sometimes have a conflicting movie come out.
Yeah, they were clout chasing off the movie.
Yeah, there's always that always happens because at the end of the day, it's like the people that really lived that shit, if it's based on a true story, are going to be like, no, well, that's not accurate. Like when you're making a movie, not everything's going to be 110% accurate because they weren't really fucking there. You know what I'm saying? So there's been numerous times where people were disappointed with movies on their lives and just movies that were inspired by true events. You know, you're going to get that even with fucking Blindside. Michael Orr?
Yeah, was he mad about it?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he wasn't happy about that, from my understanding. And then you also had, and it's conflicting, is Green Book. That movie, no bullshit, one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, his family didn't agree with the story, but the guy who was telling it was the guy that was in the car with the guy, right?
Yeah, he was the guy that
could have been like, hey, you know him as your father, but I know him as this person, you know what I mean? It might not be what you wanted to hear, and I think that's what it was. They didn't want all the secrets of the father coming out and stuff, right?
Well, no, I don't think he had any fucking kids.
Because he was gay.
Yeah, he was gay. Yeah, so he didn't have any kids. But the movie itself, one of the best movies I've ever seen.
That movie's good. Viggo Mortensen. He's pretty fucking much good in everything he's on.
He's so fucking underrated.
And obviously...
He's like the fucking best actor that's not talked about enough.
Mashallah Ali or whatever. Yeah, he's going to be in... He's playing Blade in fucking Marvel, which is
and he's
going to
keep
sick.
Getting better and better.
He's awesome in everything.
Phenomenal young actor.
That guy's
actor.
Amazing.
I'm looking forward to seeing more of his films.
He was in True Detective, the last season of True Detective. Yeah. He was amazing in that.
And the cool thing about, like we were saying, Viggo Mortensen as well, it's like he's done all different kinds of fucking roles.
Eastern Promises is a good one.
Eastern Promises, A History of Violence, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Acapulco, where he plays, it's a Western film.
Yeah.
So he's had quite a few solid films. Very underrated actor. But I honestly think that was his best work.
Yeah, I like The History of Violence. That's a fucking good one. That's like a Spinarooski.
Such a
good movie. You ever seen that?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, it's a good movie. He's a good actor.
James Caan, who was in that?
Was James Caan in that? I'm not sure.
Who plays the fucking
The Eastern Promises one has a whole fight scene with cocks hanging out.
Cool.
In the shower. Mr. Skin. What was it like he tells you when the naked person comes up in the movie?
I don't know why I was thinking Ed Harris. I was way off.
Ed Harris. Yeah, Ed Harris is in it. Ed Harris, another actor. Everything he's in is good. Milk Money.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Abyss. Ink Masters is coming back, which I liked watching the show before. And we've had a resurgence of it when my mother-in-law was staying with us down south.
I remember you.
My mother-in-law loves Ink Masters.
I know, which I think
she's
is
big
hysterical.
Into the Ink Masters.
That's
she knows all the tattoo artists. But she's also like, oh, I'm
Does
so
she got
sad.
Any tats?
Huh? No, none.
She's getting one. I'm going to make
Yeah, she
one.
Wants one. She wants like
Does
punk
she?
On her lip on the inside. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But, I hate Dave Navarro, and he's not the main host anymore. It's Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. Remember him?
What the fuck?
He's married to Cameron Diaz.
I'll kill him.
I'll kill him. And then so
that's
and then,
a direct threat,
and
bud.
Then, and then yeah. the and then the judges are like hot tattoo artists too. I don't know because I'm not into I don't know who famous tattoo artists are.
I'm going to be honest with you. I used to love the show. And it was just because I like the
artwork. It's corny though.
There's definitely acting in it.
So the thing is, most of the artists are annoying as fuck.
So there's a kid.
Just wicked fucking cornballs, the fucking little bickering bullshit. Yeah. It's
fake,
at the end of the day, it is a reality TV show.
So the
and
kid
I don't
Jesus
like
that used to work at East Providence Tattoo, someone that I cut hair, they know him. And he was saying they were trying to make him, he was supposed to portray himself as the ghetto guy on the show.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's not me. And that's what they eliminated him because of that. Because he wouldn't go with what they wanted him to be.
Yeah.
Well, the original show got shut down because the dude with the mustache, I can't think of his name.
With the long hair?
Yeah, with the long hair. He used to be married to Kat Von D and shit.
Yeah.
Picture surfaced of him in blackface.
Oh, how stupid.
At a Halloween party or something.
You know what's funny? I was saying
I like the other dude, though, Chris Nunez. He does he specializes in Japanese. He was got into a fight with the guy in one of the seasons. The guy came after him. Yeah.
I remember that.
But he I always liked enjoy seeing him, and I did like the other dude too though. The guy Elm Street Tattoos, the guy with the mustache, I forget. But he's gone. They're not
he's
putting
gone.
Him back on TV after the blackface.
No, I was saying I wanted to be Mr. T this year for Halloween, but I don't think I can do that anymore.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I think that'd be hilarious. No,
that'd be crazy. You'd just be a white Mr. T.
It's not funny. They'd be like everybody'd be like, "Who are you?"
Or just go tanning a lot.
Just go.
Just go tanning a bunch for a week. Are you an Italian dude with a fucking mohawk?
It wouldn't work.
You still don't look black. You're not black, man, so just stop it.
So? I'm not looking at it like that.
Are you watching MasterChef?
No, I have not.
You haven't watched it? It's the people come back.
I watched
the
two
season.
Or three episodes, then it lost me.
Joe pisses me off when he says risotto. He says he corrects everybody on it, and it fucking pisses
me off.
He's
a jerk.
Wicked, but that's what he's paid to do.
Yeah,
Chef Aaron.
I like Aaron.
I like Aaron too.
I mean, obviously,
he's
I
my
like,
favorite.
No, hell no. Gordon's my favorite.
Gordon is your favorite?
How is Gordon not your favorite?
Dude, how about they had the chicks so they have, they're bringing back like people to host? I didn't know in season three a blind lady won.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dude. She was
like
a guest.
Like how blind?
Like blind, dude. Like a stick in her hand. Blind.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah, like she. Not,
like
yeah.
She had sunglasses on?
No.
She's not blind.
She's blind.
No, she's not. It's for yes, the dude, it's reality TV.
Dude, she's blind.
We just had the conversation. They made
she
her blind
owns, like,
in the show.
She owns, like, restaurants. People know who she is. She's just not... Stevie Wonder. They say they don't know if he's blind or not.
He's blind.
They don't
Although,
know.
I did see him driving a car one time.
Did you see when they left
blind
him
Blind Fury.
They left... Definitely blind.
Yeah. Good rapper.
He's an alcoholic.
So? And that means what?
Now they show him, like, rapping and he looks like...
He doesn't look so good.
Does not look good.
No, he has, like, a podcast every week.
Where is it? He doesn't know.
Yeah, I've seen it on YouTube.
He's like live from wherever they tell me.
He's like, I think we're in my basement.
Yo, man, turn on the light. They're like,
that's awful.
She-Hulk. I know you're not a Marvel guy,
I'm not getting into She-Hulk.
I like it, dude. I know there's a lot of Disney shows going on. Also coming back to Disney this week. The Mighty Ducks season 2. I was a big fan of season 1.
I still haven't watched the first one.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez is out on the second season, though. He's not in it.
He's gone.
He's
the
gone.
Mighty Duck man's
he
gone.
He dropped out of it.
He said, fuck this show.
Yeah, yeah. This other dude, Josh Durrell or something.
So
like
is they're just going to put him in and not even act like he...
I'm sure they'll have some kind of explanation. He died in a car accident.
No, he didn't.
Coach, the first episode's a funeral for Coach Bombay.
No.
They like, just shot. They just stopped the Disney show off like Rick and Sad.
It's like 2.5 man. He got hit by a train.
Yeah, I remember watching the episode.
It's so stupid.
That was funny that he talked so much shit. Mo on Netflix.
I gotta watch it.
You gotta check it out. It's pretty cool. So it's about like a Palestinian refugee, but he's like he's been living in America like his whole life, but he lives in like Houston.
Yeah.
So in like the first episode, he gets like shot, kind of, sorta. So he gets on, starts getting on lean, but he sells like. He sells like bootleg clothes on the side. It's like a dramedy, but it's really funny, like the comedy in it. Bun B plays a priest in one of the episodes.
Bun B's in it? That's
yeah,
dope.
Bun B's in it, yeah, because it's a Houston like based show. And then Uncle Luke was like the runner of the club in one of the episodes, so I feel like there's going to be more people.
Uncle Howie?
No, Uncle Howie. Not Uncle Howie and Necro. But definitely a show. I like it has like a lot of like hip-hop influence. It's almost like... I don't know, like not in Atlanta, but on the same surface with a little bit of spin. Yeah, it's really good.
Everyone says that's a good one.
Yeah, I've never watched it either. I watched a couple episodes and kind of fell off of it. I really should watch it because everybody tells me I'll like it. So that show I was telling you about, also the Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah.
So it's Ryan Reynolds and Rob McKenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they buy a football club.
Yeah, see, when the other night when you were here, I thought it was like a sitcom, but I didn't realize it was real.
It's like a docuseries.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I didn't even, like, even in the first episode, I didn't know, like, so no, they're like the Premier League and this league. So, like, you move up, they're all part of the same thing. I didn't know that. I thought it was, like, different things.
I don't know how any of that
is. So when you, if you suck, you go down. Like in like to another league, but if you're good, you can like get raised up into the new league at the end of the year. You're like up for consideration to going into the new one. So the higher you get, the more money your club brings in because it's more popular. This team used to be up on a higher tier, now it's on a lower tier. But the whole town's like built around this team. Like they have a you know what I mean? Like,
Manchester United.
Yeah, no, it's the Wrexham Red Dragons.
Whoa.
Yeah. But it was really cool just because I don't know anything about like European football whatsoever.
I'll check that one out.
And Ryan Reynolds is funny even in like real life. I feel like he's just like a funny guy. And the other guy plays Mac on It's Always Sunny. Yeah. And he's fucking hilarious too. And he's like just a hometown guy from Philadelphia. He's like a humongous Eagles fan. He never really watched soccer till like a year ago. So now he's like all into it. Of course, he's like rich. He's like, all right, I'll just buy a soccer team. But
yeah.
But it's been pretty interesting so far. It's really entertaining.
Dude, Sean that I caught, he works on movie sets, and he said Ryan Reynolds is mad cool.
Really?
He's worked with him like 3 times.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, he makes the sets and like moves them around.
Time to make the chimichangas.
Yeah, he said he's like probably the coolest dude that he's ever met, like actor-wise. Like he's the most normal.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
You love to hear it when a celebrity's like
You love
cool.
to hear these things, I mean. I hope they say that when they meet me, you know, when the people meet me. They say, oh, that guy, he's awesome.
I feel like more people say that guy's an asshole.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I don't care. I like that better. You don't have to worry about not being an asshole.
Well, you just be an asshole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to worry about being a good guy when you're an asshole.
You do. You want to be a nice guy.
I mean, I'm like an anti-hero. I'm a nice guy that has to do bad things.
I'm glad that you think he has
to do bad things.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Exactly. You get it. So you get it.
You live long enough to see yourself in a duster.
Yeah. Oh, the duster, dude. Loving it.
So you know when you're like watching like one of your favorite shows and it gets taken off of like the streaming service you don't have anymore?
You gotta go find it?
Peacock. It hasn't been out in years, dude. Peacock on the first That 70s Show comes back out.
I don't think it's been years.
Yeah, you have to buy it on Amazon.
Years?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
I remember.
It's been off of Netflix for like 3 years.
I had it on in the background for years.
For years, I did. Every morning, like, I slept with that on. It was like that's my, like, one of my favorite shows.
It's my, I think we talked about this. That is my favorite show.
So it comes back on Peacock the first. I'm kind of souped. I, like, want to watch it all the way through.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
To get ready for that 90s show.
Yeah, I can't get enough Donna.
Hot Donna.
Hot Donna.
even Fez, you know?
Yeah.
Hot Fez.
Do you remember what that meant? Fez?
No. I recently found out what Fez really
Wait,
stood
somebody's
for.
Told me this before. I feel like
it might have been last time we talked about That 70s Show. Foreign exchange student.
Yep.
Aha!
Yep. Blew my mind when I heard that. All those years watching it, not a fucking clue.
Slept on, but a good character, Bob Pinciotti.
I love Pinciotti. Red is the best, though. I think
Red's the best.
Red's the best character. Put my foot in your ass! Yeah.
How about the other guy that raped all the girls, but his father, remember?
Yeah. What? Jesus Christ. Yeah, the guy that was on the ranch with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, dude, he's Danny Masterson.
Did he?
Yeah, there was like a lot of,
there was like a lot of people.
Yeah, there was like
wow. Yeah, he's going to jail
for like a long, long time.
I don't look at him like that.
Another Darren Sharper.
I'm talking about the character, not the actor.
Yeah, exactly. I still like Hyde.
I forgot about his. Remember when his dad was an alcoholic? His dad like left him on Christmas with like two slices of bread.
Yeah, and then he gets the El Camino.
Yeah, and then what's her name? Eric?
Jackie.
Eric's mother.
Oh,
she comes over. Kitty. She comes over and gets him for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, that kid. She was an alcoholic.
She was a good one. Yeah, she was bomb.
It's funny, when I was a kid watching, I never I didn't realize she was an alcoholic like that. So I watched it as I get older. I was like, oh my god.
I don't even think I realized they smoked when I first watched the show.
Me neither. I never realized that
because I didn't smoke when I first watched the show.
Yeah, I always thought it was incense.
I thought they were just hanging like Scooby and Shaggy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they weren't high, right?
No. Now they have like newer versions of Scooby-Doo. It's kind of crazy. Like one of the ones I was watching with my kid, Shaggy and Velma like dating.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, I always thought Velma was kind of hot.
The movies, what was that? Oh, they were both hot in the movie.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they went to the island.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I think we could all agree upon that.
Yeah.
That was
Jackie or Donna?
Donna.
Yeah. Donna?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's three for Donna.
Who was the girl? No, I was trying to think of the girl's name that Ashton Kutcher always banged on the side, though.
Foreman's sister.
Huh?
Foreman's sister.
No, but there was another girl that they
Shannon
always...
Shannon Elizabeth, didn't she play? That's not who played.
Yeah, that was his baby's mama.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But it was, another girl that they always named, I'll just go and see so-and-so.
I can't remember.
In one of the episodes. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, when he's gay in the episode and tries to kiss...
Yo, Eric?
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Yeah, that's just a good show.
Great show.
That's a classic.
They get bombed at the keg, they buy the keg and shit.
The very first episode when they get drunk is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the weed one. There's a weed one where the whole room's spinning.
Yeah, red.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's called Reefer Madness, I think, the episode.
Yeah, it is. I think that's the first one.
Isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's the first episode, yeah.
Sheet. Wu-Tang season 3.
I got to finish season 2.
The final season, September 8th. Dude, show's been flawless all the way through.
I got a week to catch up.
I hope they stick the landing.
I think they will.
Definitely something I'm looking forward to. Obviously, I know you guys don't watch it, but the return of Game of Thrones. The House of Dragons started last week. Episode 2. I'll probably just wait till the end to recap the whole thing, but just because you guys don't watch it. But I know for people that do, they were nervous it was going to be way off from the original and not a return to form. Definitely a return to form. It's been a masterpiece for the first two episodes. It's beautifully shot, beautifully directed. The acting's awesome. Some of the choices of the characters are awesome. The guy who played the drunk kicker in The Replacements is the king. Oh, no, not the king, the hand of the king, which is...
the prince.
Yeah. I had the money, Shane, but I pissed it all down the track. Obviously, you're getting more dragons because it is House of Dragons. Yeah. There's a red dragon named Cyrax, which is kind of weird.
Like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, like Mortal Kombat. So I was wondering
if... Is Spyro the dragon in it?
No. Good game, though.
Yeah, I never liked that one. My brother loved it. I hated it.
Going into this week, we're going to have Game of Thrones pretty much going head to head for ratings with Lord of the Rings, which is kind of cool.
I feel
like a geek. I know I talked about the Lord of the Rings. Super excited. The first reviews are coming out for the first episode and saying it makes Game of Thrones look like an amateur.
Whoa.
But also is for all ages. So it's not going to have like the shit that Game of Thrones has and that people love it, like tits and killing stuff.
Yeah, everybody loves tits.
Like a guy gave a whole speech getting a blowjob last week.
I heard that like a dick got cut off.
Yeah.
First episode. Why would I want to watch that?
Dick cut. No, they didn't like, they just showed it like.
So they showed it.
They just showed it like slammed down on the
ground. Was it like a guillotine?
The guy was a rapist.
Oh, he had it coming.
Yeah, he had it coming. Shit you want to see.
It was a guillotine like style?
No, they didn't like show it. He's just like, if you're a rapist, we'll blah, blah, blah. And they just showed like they just slammed it down on the thing, but you couldn't tell if it was like balls or a cock.
Oh my God.
That was a good sound effects.
Yeah. It sounded like a cock.
It was a huge dick, obviously.
Yeah.
Donnie, I know you like Nick Kroll. Nick Kroll has a new stand-up special.
You watch porn?
Oh shit, we still have it on the... A new stand-up special on September 27th, Little Big Boy. And then he drops another season of that animated show that you like.
Big Mouth. I'm going to be honest with you. I fell off with Big Mouth. I thought the first season was like one of the best seasons any show I saw. Second season wasn't even nearly as good. And then I just stopped watching it after that. There's like fucking, I think, what is this, the fourth season maybe or fifth?
Yeah, and they crank out like episodes, I feel like. So it's just, I have never been able to keep up with it. And like that animated like style, like the Family Guy, like raunchy humor. I have to be in the right spot to like see it. Sometimes I'm just like not interested in it.
I see Family Guy was like my background, like fucking
really?
One of my background shows. Like, I would just always put Family Guy on when in doubt. Because Family Guy just, it cracks me to fuck up. I don't know, man. I think Seth MacFarlane's an absolute genius.
Oh, he absolutely is a genius.
Fucking
for sure.
Hysterical. I don't think any like animated show beats Family Guy. That's number one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't think.
I never liked Family Guy.
Oh my God, I love it.
The new Beavis and Butthead show, dude, on Paramount Plus.
Bro.
So now they comment on like YouTube videos instead of doing like music videos. Dude, it's really fucking funny. It was like really funny. I was like actually surprised like how funny it was. It was just really funny. It was almost like their version of like Taj.0, where they used to just like put on a shitty music video and talk about it. Yeah, it was really good.
I saw a skit from it, and it was the white privilege part.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Dude, I was in fucking tears. They go to college, and they get told in college that they have white privilege, so they just start doing reckless shit because they feel like they're white males. They can do whatever they want. And they just fucking start going through fucking grabbing shit that doesn't belong to them, stealing shit. You just got to watch the fucking, it was like a trailer. I saw it on a reel, actually, on social media.
Oh, really? Yeah, fucking I mean, it's hysterical. Been getting good reviews. It's kind of like an updated version. I know, obviously, like, dick and ball jokes can get old.
It's a movie, right?
So they did a movie.
Okay.
And now they put out a first season of
this show.
This
was from the movie.
Yeah.
It was a scene from the movie,
I watched some of the movie. I like fell asleep or something. I don't know what happened, but I did try to watch it. It was funny. I just thought that the movie was like an actual movie where this is like them commenting on YouTube videos. So it was, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But they said the movie got awesome ratings for its social commentary.
It got better ratings than the original movie did because the original movie was Beavis and Butthead Do America. This was Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe.
Yeah,
And this actually got like significantly better views than the Do America one did.
Really? I went to the movie theaters to see Do America when I was a kid.
Fucking awesome movie, man. It's a classic.
I love that movie. He's like, we're going to go play the slots. Yeah.
I love slots.
Yeah. He goes, we're going to do it. We're going to get laid. Or whatever. Like, dude. Then they see like the older versions of them, like the older fat versions of like fathers.
The desert.
Yeah. That shit's fucking hilarious, dude. And the teacher, I always like the teacher. He's like, fly, lesbian, seagull.
I got to rewatch that one.
Well, I had the video game on Sega. The video game, you try to find all the, every time you beat one of the guys, you get a piece of a ticket to go see Gwar.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was like, I don't know, it was like cool. You could like, it was almost like Mario 3, in fact, where you would like, the guy would be in the middle and you could choose like where you went to try to find the places. You know what I mean? Like each level was right there. You didn't have to like beat one to get to the next level. You kept going back to the other ones to get more shit. It was pretty cool. Sega. Beavis and Butthead video game. Bringing it back.
I like Sega.
I wonder if they have that at fucking Fun Place.
No, they don't. Fun they Spot. Don't. Fun Place.
I was going to call it Fun Dip. Let's get into some music.
All right, I'm going to start it off with a a throwback then.
Samaritan review coming next week. I already watched it.
Yeah.
Jesse's going to watch it. That's the Sylvester Stallone superhero movie, Donnie.
Right, let's start with a throwback.
Wait a minute, man. Hey, check this out, man. Tell it. It was this blind man, right? It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right?
Yeah.
Hey, he walked past right this fish market.
Every
you
word.
Know what I'm saying?
Everywhere.
He stopped. He took a deep breath. He said, "Woo! Good morning, ladies." You like that shit, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man.
Hey, you ought to get
I tell you what, man. My man on the guitar, hey, fool on the drum.
Yeah, right.
Hey, everybody just crowd around the mic. I tell you all these motherfucking jokes
I got, man.
But first, I'm going to start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Come on.
Send Coke 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, cap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball.
Now I remember those words.
Chong and sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through
my bills. Well.
Skating on banging rims. So roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe to Ville. If my tapes and my CDs just don't sell, I bet my cabbie will.
Well, it was just sundown in a small white town. They called it Eastside Palmdale.
Well,
when the Afro man walked through the white land, houses went up for sale.
Hell.
Well, I was standing on the corner selling rap CDs when I met a little girl named Jan.
Jan.
I let her ride in my caddy because I didn't know her daddy was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. We fucked on the bed, fucked on the floor. Fucked so long, I grew a fucking afro. Then I fucked to the left, fucked to the right.
Right.
She sucked my dick to the shit turnpike. To myself, sheba sheba, got my ass looking like a zebra. I put on my clothes and I was on my way until my daddy pulled up in a Chevrolet. So I ran, I jumped out the back window, but her daddy, he was waiting with a 2x4. Oh, he beat me to the left, he beat me to the right. The motherfucker whooped my ass all night. But I ain't mad at her prejudiced dad. That's the best damn pussy I ever had. I got a bag of weed and a bottle of wine. I'ma fuck that bitch just one more time.
Code 45 and two zigzags, baby, that's all we need.
Come on,
we can go.
We're drinking 40s next week.
Pap the dogs,
yeah, we are.
Smoke that tumbleweed. And as a marijuana burn, we can take our.
You'd like to sing along? Bring a 40 next episode.
Yeah, there's a whole other verse, but
yeah, I know. There's a lot left to that. You know, we could. Yeah,
we'll play the other half next week when we're drinking the 40s.
Yeah, let's check in on G and see what he's listening to. Oh, he's gonna die. My Chemical Romance. How crazy, dude.
I like this song, actually.
My father.
I don't think I know it.
Yeah, the Black Parade.
The beaten and the damned.
How could this whole episode just go full circle?
I know, G's listening to fucking Black Parade at home.
He's probably at work. He's listening to his punk mix. Isn't that crazy?
He has like a teardrop like tattooed on his face. Like a sad one. His hair's pulled down like this in front.
No. All right.
He's getting in trouble for doing white face. The My Chemical Romance, they were all like all makeup and shit. They look like skeletons.
Oh my God. All right, let's listen to this Jay-Z verse. Is he the first, second?
So everybody's talking about the Jay-Z verse on, what is it? God, what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is God Did.
Yeah. The DJ Khaled, God. Does it sound like a DJ? God Did.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Everybody's like talking about it like it's the best Jay-Z verse. Maybe I just haven't listened to it enough times, but you be the judge.
All right. My heart.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go? Young goo.
God did, Hov did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the Billy until Hov did. How many billionaires can come from Hov crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the Forbes, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now. You can't make up this shit. Judge it how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we lit this. Breezy what the business is. We pushing 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the entrance is. M light up the 03. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the sentences. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow we'll outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony, yeah. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I have you speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that
wish I had more hands
for
so
them.
I could give this thing kick four thumbs off down. Ten.
Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him.
I've heard enough of that.
Yeah. Like, yo, Jay-Z annoys me. I'm
me
sorry.
Too. I don't like Jay-Z.
I'm not a Jay-Z guy at all.
I mean, I feel like he kills it sometimes. Like the Pusha T song that I've played before.
I like his old shit is pretty good.
Yeah, but like that just sounded like he was talking for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that if that was like verse of the century, I'm not
about
impressed.
Nothing interesting.
Yeah. Like, it I just mean, it's the same thing good. He talks about every time as him being a billionaire, which I get is awesome. But
all right, well, let's listen to somebody with some lyrics then. Let's listen to Apathy and Jadakiss, No Time to Waste.
Sinister.
I'm sure.
I'm a 79 baby. I grew up in the 80s in the radius of Raiders shirts drying on my radiators. Tackleberry with the Ray-Ban aviators. Ryan Reagan with the Star Wars space lasers.
Fake
players, spray shots and straight razors. We was 8 years old hustling eighth graders. Now my strength's greater than the Tyson haymaker. Make your brains go haywire a day later. I'm half bionic and half man. This footage of me flipping cop cars on dash cam. You probably need a body cast plus a CAT scan. Crash land on your block, treat it like a trash can. Shock the body with electrical volts. Several jolts to the bolts on the side of my throat. I'm the Frankenstein monster, stomping out the villages, trying to battle dead legends, holographic images.
Time for some murdering.
Time for some killing.
Time for some
murdering.
Time for some
killing.
Let me just interject something here. You have to kill.
Sounds about right. Say what you say, but I don't hear it though. Nicer than niggas, but I don't wanna kill his spirits though. Yeah, I see you chasing your dreams, keep it soaring them. Tell a young nigga he garbage and that'll ruin him. Care about people's opinions, it mean a lot to him. Bullshit drip that he wearing is just his costume. You can agree to disagree, now you a op to him. Got you all out of your elements, sending shots to him. Pain shit with the gauge, shoddy off. He did heavy cardio today, one body part. Knocking supreme clientele, rocking the Wally Clark. You to leave me the fuck alone, that'll be probably smart. Real niggas, see they change rarely. Messing with these sucker niggas, see they change daily. Don't wanna talk to them, want them nowhere near me. Bad for your health niggas, red meat and dairy. If we ever collide, we gon' boom. You know the cloth I'm cut from, that's called goon. They thinking we trippin', they ain't lying, we on shrooms. Cause you can still have a funeral, just on Zoom.
Time for some murdering, yeah. Time for some killing. Time for some murdering. Time for some killing. Time for some murdering. Time for some killing. Time for some murdering. Time for some killing. Time for some. Time for some. Time for some.
Yeah, like that little Jada verse right there completely like stomped on Jay-Z's.
Murdering. Killing.
I mean, usually Apathy's the one that rips a verse. I feel like Jada outdid him on that one.
That was good. That's a whole album coming out probably this week then? Because they dropped the song last week.
Well, that's because
that was
the song
absolutely
with,
fucking fire, though.
Yeah, they had the song with self-titled. I know it's an Apathy album coming out. I don't know who else is on it, but it's him and
you're on the Apathy mailing list?
No, I'm not. All right, let's listen. This is Black Thought and MF Doom, Belize. Produced by Danger Mouse.
This is off that album, man.
Cheat codes.
Yo, I'm sick, no lymph nodes are swollen. They told me even when the record skip, keep it rolling on his shoulder like a California highway patrolman. Launch codes were stolen and sold by Ed Snowden. I fled to Rome and told him, address me as a Roman. I'm still in photos posing with my own omen. A thumping kicker for me to slam like hope, hoping it's something like a plain bumper sticker, no slogan. This something for the shooters and back and forth commuters who never knew the difference in laws and jurisprudence. I feel as though it's safe to assume that to the students and I can prove it to the way that me and Doom do this. You checking the top 2 of 1,000 intelligent chaps with rap projects and housing developments. Cool the cross-legged on a crate like it's elegant. Try to hate, I'm puffing up your face like a pelican. Highly enveloped and activating my melanin. Y'all failing to see what's shaking besides gelatin. News bulletin, I refuse to take the medicine. Fuck a thick skin, I got me an exoskeleton. The black collar feral and a lobster. Deliver like an obstetrician, but not a doctor. Bring the Cambridge, the Webster's, the Oxford's. The picture too long to watch, see the synopsis. Compensated for playing nice, it's optics. Product of the last poets in the watch profits. I stop it, it's beyond out of pocket. Dunzo, I hit the gun show and got a rocket. Catastrophic, supreme microphones. In Mexico, we the legendary Dos Cajones. Brothers, both components, utter close to colas. Court holders, with bars as hard as Angolas. Doom get rude with the dude off chips. The mood switch, he chewed off strips of a brood witch. Danger make a groove off a glitch. Major boo booty twitch and the crew rich, bitch. Always wanted to say that. Ever since the days in hallways taunting the stray cat. The one he often frequently slapped around. All the while waited then graduated cap and gown. Hated the rap sound, debated the crap until he felt he had it mapped down. Enough to have the game trapped and bound. Scratching the crown with the names of lames who yapped the noun. Or verb for that matter, had no data for a herb who chat chatter. Oh, Eric Estrada, fat rat, the mask made him batty as a Mad Hatter. Known for his absurd word choices, and will ignore you if you ask him if he heard voices. Look, the energy is crazy, far as he was concerned, the enemy was lazy. Your attention please, freeze, he came to seize the free cheese. Before he flees to Belize, in case you forgot to mention, squeeze these. Just keep it on a need to know basis. They knew he was a Negro, so no need to show faces. Back in the days of no laces, on a slow pace, they used to say he might could go places. Man, whatever the cases, the card he played was ace of spades, but no races. A spastic, some call loony. When he spit a tune, sarcastic as Paul Mooney.
I wonder how many MF Doom verses are out there.
That one was crazy because the Black Thought, I don't know which one was first. Maybe it was an old MF verse, but so he says at the end of, he's like, and don't forget you can hold, like grab his balls. And at the end of Black Thought's verse, he's like, they call us Dos Cajones.
Black Thought, they must have had that already.
That, and then he put, yeah. But that's still really cool how they like did that. That's awesome.
Dude, there must be.
That was a good MF verse, dude. Sometimes you always get like half-ass ones.
Sometimes,
like,
he's like Jada's the same way. They are either fire or you're like, eh.
That one was nasty.
That was a good one. Wow. All right, let's listen to this is Necro and Mercury's Crazy, which I feel like this is the weirdest mix-up ever of two people.
Crazy!
Necro's gonna say some weird, crazy shit, I'm sure.
Crazy! And go crazy.
Yeah, we pushing packs of work. Next back with Merc. Leave your neck snapped and jerked. Vertebrae cracked. Your shit's whack, you turd. Absurd raps, you kick dicks. You suck, fucking bitch. Clips get bucked. You tranny your dick, it's tucked. You made the news, Tucker Carlson. You fuck a dick. Sucking balls, trucker hat, wearing pussy dye. We kick that real shit. Shit, you can feel shit. I hold the steel grip. We got beef, you can eat my shit quick, like Bisquick. I put the biscuit in your girl's twat hole. I did that cause you know I got soul. And now your girl got pole. I was destroying mics and you was in your mother's rat's nest. Now you new jack rappers are gas thinking your rap's best. But I'ma give this gun a motherfucking clap test. Put it to your pea brain head and see if it blap next. Brooklyn a van, crack cooked in the pan. Break in your crib, wake you up back slapped in pajamas.
That's crazy. You know we make you
go crazy. Enough to make a nigga go crazy.
Mother's rat nest.
In the Jeep building.
I throw a TV at you crazy.
We keep that in the Jeep building.
Talk to a murderer.
Enough to make a nigga go crazy.
War in the bushes with the camouflage on. We just laugh at y'all songs, causing havoc, drop bombs. Yo, this isn't a movie. I stick my fist in the coochie, chilling with groupies, getting groovy while I'm sipping a brewski. Load the clip in the tool and shoot it, bullets hitting the news team. Rip off your jewelry, rob you, have you kissing my 2 feet. Then I steal a whip and I'm off to the pawn shop. The hot shots, spamming all your shit when this song drops. I buy a bitch nothing when we get to the club. Just sit on my snub and twist until I'm getting a nut. If not, you'll end up missing footprints in the mud. You're a victim inside my system and I'm drinking your blood. And I don't mean I got the hookup when I give you the plug. I pull up late on every dealer when I pick up my drugs, cause I'm a sick fuck pinching on your dope. I got a ton of shit. I got this one shorty cooking bass for the love of it, man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know we make you go crazy.
Necro and Mercury.
Enough to make the nigga go crazy. In the Jeep building.
On the same beat, pussy.
I throw a TV at you crazy.
We keep that
in the Jeep building.
I wanted another verse.
No, that's it. You wanted another one?
Yeah, put a biscuit in your pussy hole. Like,
yo,
what?
Necro is so disgusting. I love it.
Oh, I remember that was like the one person when I played in my room, I was like, I don't want anybody to hear this.
Yeah, you listen to him by yourself usually. All right, this is Black Pino, Mayhem Loren, and Action Bronson.
Free Dave 118, free Ray TCN, free my niggas doing bullets, free my niggas doing 10, sipping Black Pinot made by a lady with a missing limb. We overeating, why you motherfuckers getting thin? I'm outside looking flyer than a home run. My right hand, that's a shooter, he's a known gun. My left hand's my right hand, cause I'm a southpaw. Disrespect is shit that I run in your house for. People fuck up, they say you changing if you don't forgive them. I just forget them, cause we moving at a different rhythm. Absorbing wisdom from the Socrates prison. As I breeze through the Acropolis, my life is never profitless.
Acropolis?
Shaving truffles on the ZD. Carlo Pasolini iced out the Nefertiti. Like shorty stick but petite, that got the little feet. Nobody wants your fucking bitch, she's like the middle seat. Sipping on the vino, time to crack the Black Pinot. That's how I move, nigga. I'm a motherfucking smooth nigga. Catch me on vacay, holding the AK. Catch me on vacay, holding the AK. Yo, the 50s look just like some bagged up veneers. We had a run, my niggas bagged up for years. If you was deep in the game, we was really the same. Get the whip, hit the strip, blast Billy and Fame. I swear to God, that was my daily routine. Dominican with cuisine, Morty Suyando, 117, and Jamaica. Pour your guisado, rice and peas, and then we get the paper. All my niggas had a Breitling and a Cuban. I still rock the same shit now, but keep it moving. Advancing, looking handsome. Cream feline, my whole frame covered with lambskin. Back in 98, we used to rock Vanson. Diamonds dancing, my wrist does the mashed potato. Bag up zips, we take trips to Tobago. Move the fuego, circulating and we lay low. Dedicated to my niggas moving, yeah, yo. Sipping on the vino. Time to crack the Black Pinot. That's how I move, nigga. I'm a motherfucking smooth nigga. Catch me on vacay, holding the AK.
It's me, it's me.
Catch me on vacay, holding the AK.
My shorty keep the gat in a baby fat jacket. Driving down the strip in an Audi backwards. I do my own stunts, hanging from the chopper with no fuss. Sword down my leg, always ready for the close up. Damn, a motherfucker done rose up. I throw the part of my head like Moses. Big jewels, remote controllers. My whole damn life, there's no controlling them. Italian sports cars, looking like soccer stars. The new moon means a new me. I see fractals in the mirror. That's just my reflection when I hop out the Carrera. Smelling like jungle. Gold BBS's, deep dishes doing kung fu. If cop come, I turn to Johnny Mumbles.
Johnny Mumbles, yo.
Yo, I feel like they like, they're like, like their flow, like style, like his. Mayhem Lorenz in the beginning, I kept thinking it was the end of the verse, and then he would just like
start out.
He like goes at his own rhythm.
Yeah, you don't even care. I like that. Yeah, I like that too.
His whole album, that whole, I forget what it's called. It's fucking Ivan Blah.
Something that's crazy. I already,
But yeah, great song. Thanks for listening to CDJ this week, episode 93.
Yeah, right? 93, 94, something
93,
like
I think.
Creeping up on the 100.
Creeping up on the 100.
Wow.
I'm Chuck.
We're going to have 40s next week. I'm done.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
And blunts.
Jesse, Jesse, Jesse.
I'm going to need a ride home.
Again, this is Kool G Rap and Big Daddy Kane, Fly Till
Born
I Die.
Born and raised in Corona, anyone you know from Corona, very proud of where they came from. Well, he approached me not too long ago about a story in his old hood about a piece of living and breathing history. History that has had such a profound impact
Black
on that
Vladimir
community. That people living there and those who no longer live there still talk about it to this
Be
day.
Be glad.
Major pockets, shades on the optics. Fade when I'm topless, he blaze till I twat split. Exotic chick with the hot lips. Nigga thick thighs, chinky eyes. My bitch eating with chopsticks. Dashing the droplet while he doing Mach 6. Way she swap spit on top of the coccyx. I tell him quick, I ain't got shit. Bust some chewing bubble gum, pop rock candy, baby, you knock wish. You pop a Louis 13 corks. Some mean cloth, clean Porsche. Knocking bitches of your dreams off. Money in washing machines, boss. Little nigga, come back around when you find a climb up a beanstalk. Educated hoes, you think of scholars. Distinct chihuahuas, cause we got them belly dancing for some wrinkled dollars. Pop my mink collars, her name Delilah. Bling the vodka, did an all-nighter in a sperm drinking saga. She ride lower than La Raza. In my youth, I used to pimp prostitutes at the plaza. No lie, I tell you the truth, he a monster.
Queens get the money, long time no cash. Queens get the money, long time no cash.
Where is drug influence, the blood fluid flow fluent. Homes ruined, funeral home doings. Caught up in the shooting, usually on doings. Sketch blowing, put a headstone to him. Know what it's about, the shit not the pretty route. Crackhead ran about the house with the titties out. In the kitchen, dirty dishes in the crispy out. 50 kids in the house on a pissy couch. Chick roll is Joan Rivers, she a stone hitter. Blown liver, bitch, drink out Capone liquor. GB with the Perry on slippers. Known grippers off the strip, selling bricks like they home flippers. Prone to figures, keep a dome splitter. Drones deliver bricks to the stick zone with red bone sisters. Voice in the raspy state. I just lay back and stack, watching fatty shakes while he bags his weight. Who masturbate, nigga, I'm a magistrate. Put a tax in place, foot dealers can activate. Action hero Mac with a cake, they gravitate and leave a money back straight. Cadillacs with drapes.
Brooklyn keeps on taking it.
Brooklyn. Never taking shorts, cause Brooklyn's the borough.
Brooklyn. This one is from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, stand up, show how we bout it and better. I'm talking about before we was out in the meadow. We was out stacking cheddar in the alpaca sweater. BBS up, sob out, eat your Jetta. A youth when I thought of shooting hoops on the corner. Until the pimp pulled up in that deuce in the quarter. We all saw a path that was lucrative, sorta. Even though we know that's how you usually get caught up. Trying to make a bird fly and move on this corner. I'm running with the rockets like a Houston kid Porter. Brooklyn shit, but y'all talking big. Nah, nigga, I'm talking about hawk, dog, and pig. We don't seek approval, we just keep it crucial. Jesus, peace, removal, fuck that, run it. I'm talking about the home of me, Big, and Jay. Brooklyn do shit a whole complete different way, okay?
Brooklyn keeps on taking it.
Biscuit in your pussy, huh?